the downstream entrance of the Tham Lod Cave in northern Thailand. This is just one of the many subterranean river and cave systems in Asia, and fortunately offers guided tours through these mysterious caverns. The Nam Lang River flows right through the caves, and a tranquil kayak ride gives one a chance to take in the amazing stalagmite formations which can be seen throughout. On bamboo rafts, illuminated by lanterns, evidence of human habitation becomes apparent, because in these caves and other caves nearby, ancient wooden coffins have been discovered, which are thousands of years old, and I'll get into that in a separate video. As the tour pulls up to a gravelly beach, other parts of the cave can be explored on foot. There are many geologic formations sprouting out from the floor and ceiling and forming flowstone columns where stalactites and stalagmites grow together. After poking around for a bit, the tours return to the kayaks and follow the river out the opposite side of the cave. Some of the oldest cultures speak of civilizations inside of vast cavern cities deep within the bowels of the earth. According to certain Buddhist and Hindu traditions, secret tunnels connect the surface with subterranean paradise, and they call this legendary underworld Agartha. In India, this underground oasis is best known by its Sanskrit name, Shambhala, which is thought to mean place of tranquility. Mythologies throughout the world, from South America to the Arctic, describe numerous entrances to these fabled inner kingdoms. Many occult organizations, esoteric authors, and secret societies concur with these myths and legends of subterranean inhabitants, or the remnants of antediluvian civilizations which sought refuge in these hollow caverns inside the earth. Assuming that the myths are true, and the earth is at least partially hollow, how could life survive underground? How would organisms receive the ventilation required to breathe miles below the surface? What would provide the light needed to see, or to cause photosynthesis? My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an author and a formally educated anthropologist, and I invite you to explore these mysteries with me and attempt to unlock the riddles which have eluded any serious consideration in mainstream academia. Gods with Amnesia, Subterranean Worlds of Inner Earth, for those ready to awaken.